Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopala Krishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
So today we will be discussing further about the pathway of elevating ourselves, the aim of improving ourselves, and the dharmic message of Sanatana Dharma, how these pathways are explained to the common man. So the first message given here, every human being has got a demonic temperament, Asurika Vasana. Every human being has got Manushika Vasana, ordinary human temperament also. Every human being has got a divine temperament, Devika Vasana. These are all present in every individual. But interestingly, you know that some of the fruits are very sweet, some of the fruits are bitter, some of the fruits are pungent, some of the fruits are slightly saltish in nature. Like that, all the human beings do not have equal quantum of demonic quality. The demonic, devilish, asurika temperament varies in different people. The human nature, that also varies. Some people are very kind, highly loving, very polite, but some other people are very harsh, they are very rough, arrogant, egoistic. Some people are like divine. They are, you can say, like God. So what should be our ultimate aim? We all have got demonic quality, Asurika Subhava in us. It is to be continuously reduced. Allow to degrade the demonic quality. Concurrently, the human quality should be improved. From the human qualification, further we have to improve to the divine quality and qualification. So our ultimate aim is improving ourselves from the demonic quality to human quality to divine quality. That is why we say every individual, there is tamasika subhava, rajasika subhava and devika subhava. So just like we improve from demonic quality to human quality to divine quality, improve from tamasic quality to rajasic quality, and finally to sattvika subhava. So second aim of human life is improving from tamasic quality to rajasic quality and to sattvika quality. Again, we have to improve from blinding darkness to the dawn type of darkness, early morning, then to the light. So blinding darkness is again tamas. From there we have to improve to a level with darkness plus light. Then we have to improve to fully high level of glorious light. Similarly, three parameters we have to follow. That is, adhyatmika shanti, adhidaivika shanti, adhibhautika shanti. The three words which we should remember. Adhyatmikam is connected with ourself. Inside and outside of our body, including mind and body. That is adhyatmikam. Adhibhautikam, all those who are present around us. Adhidaivikam, adhidaivatam, is all what we are seeing, the celestial bodies, the oceans, the mountains, the clouds, the wind. All these are the factors connected with adhidaivata. So whenever we are thinking that we have to elevate ourselves, the elevation should take place within ourselves. Adhyatmikam, the elevation should take place around us, in our family, in our home, and also elevation and improvement should take place in the environment. That is why after chanting every Veda mantra, we chant Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. First Shanti is for our peace, individual peace. Those who are chanting that mantra, for him, the first benefit. The second Shanti, scientifically speaking, when I sit here, about 25 feet radius around me, my influence is there. All whatever is presenting within the radius of 25 feet, they also influence me. So, my influence upon them and their influence upon me, that will become positive if and only if all those who are present, all whatever is present around me, I've got a positive thing to influence me, positively influencing me. So, adhyatmika shanti, adhibhautika shanti. Then, the third one, adhidevata shanti. All whatever is present here on the earth, they influence each other. Sir Isaac Newton has told they attract each other. The latest theory, which is known as butterfly effect. In the chaos, physics and mathematics, subject of chaos, when you say butterfly effect, we can say every fluttering of the wings of a butterfly can become one of the parameters of environmental change anywhere in the globe. So everything influences each other. Every thought, every action, everything influences each other. So our aim is adhyatmika shanti, adhibhautika shanti, adhidevata shanti. Our aim is from darkness to mild light and from mild light to high light. Our aim is from tamasic to rajasic, from rajasic to sattvic. Our aim is to progress from demonic quality to human quality, from there to the godly divine quality. Our aim should be connecting past, present and future. Whatever good things we have done in the past, improve it for the present and make it better, and in the course of time, in the future, make it the best. So, good in the past, better in the present, and best in the future. Bad in the past, improve it in such a way that less bad now, and no bad in the future. So improving the negative to neutral, then from neutral to positive. Three things are there like that. Similarly, we connect the past for taking the inspiration and take that inspiration for the perspiration for the present and a great achievement for the future. So we can see three things always. Srishti, Sthiti, Samharam. The creation took place in the past. The maintenance take place in the present. And a day will come, we will have to go back. Annihilation in the future. One which is negative, even then it is required. So always think that we have to improve every day. We have to progress every day. We have to develop every day. That is the purpose of our life. If we are not improving, then we can say death is stagnation. Stagnation is death. Life is growth and growth is life. It's very interesting and very important. Stagnation is death. Death is stagnation. Life is growth. Growth is life. For improving continuously, internally revolutionary change should take place. Externally evolutionary change should take place. So we can say mind change is the most important change. Internally revolutionary change, externally evolutionary change. So when we improve ourselves, we have to improve, and all whatever is connected with us, all those who are connected with us, they should also improve. Otherwise, it will be individual improvement, progress. All your surroundings remain stagnant and you alone improving. You are improving only by yourself. Your wife, your children, your relatives, your neighbors, your residential association members, if they are not improving and you only try to improve yourself, then it becomes again problem. So you have to improve, your family should improve, your society should improve. Then all those who are working below you should improve, at par with you should improve. Those who are working above you, they should also improve. Otherwise, you will be facing the problem again. So improvement and progress, that is looked as one of the greatest aim and pathway of Hindu Dharma. So continuous improvement is the part and parcel of Hindu life. Progress is the part and parcel of individual life. That is, so always the Hindu prayers are positive prayers. Hindus never pray negatively. Hindus never pray to protect me by taking my sin. No. Our prayers are always for leading us to from negative to positive. For achieving positive results, for getting happiness. Our prayers are for getting the prosperity, achieving through the positive attitude. So, the best method for achieving the prosperity, you can see that one method is practicing the acharas, customs and rituals. So we pass through the traditions, customs and rituals, acharas, that can improve psychologically everyone those who are practicing achara. So acharas do have a psychological effect on that. Acharas do have a physiological effect. Acharas are also practiced for family bondage. Acharas, customs and rituals are practiced for social bondage. Customs and rituals or acharas are practiced for national integration. These 5 points are the speciality of Sanatana Dharma. Generally, other religions instruct you to practice acharas or guide you to follow the customs and rituals for getting a closer relationship with the God. So the acharas are linked with the religion. Religious books, religious priests and religious masters instruct you to achieve heaven, to attain a position nearer to God, you have to practice so many acharas. But Sanatana Dharma tells you that for improving from darkness to light, for improving from demonic quality to divine quality, for improving from the past through present to the future, for improving from tamasic to rajasic and from there to sattvic, for improving from the bottom level to the middle level and to the highest level, one method is practicing the achara. Acharat lebadehyayu, acharat dhanamakshayam, acharat lebade supraja, acharu ahantya lakshanam. Why do we practice these acharas? Not to achieve a place nearer to God, no. Not to become a great divine avatara. That is also not the parameter connected with achara. Acharas are not practiced for getting ourselves rid of the mahapapas, sins what we have committed. Even though, for a common man's understanding, these terms we use generally. But our Dharma Shastras tell you that acharat lebadehyayu, a long, long, happy, healthy life for which you have to practice acharas. Acharat dhanamakshayam. By practicing the acharas, customs and rituals, you will become really, really wealthy and prosperous. That I will be explaining to you again. Acharat labhade supraja. By practicing, you can get perfect social bondage in the society. Acharo ahantya lakshanam. For developing an excellent personality, perfect personality, practice achara. Now, if you are going through the 4 lines given, you will understand that nowhere it is mentioned that one acharat swargam prapyate kutravi tat rupa sandesham na asti. That type of message is not there. So, by practicing achara, you will be reaching heaven. Nobody has told that. Why it is not told? Because by practicing achara, you make your life heavenly on this earth itself. ஆச்சாரஹீனம் ந புனந்து வேதா. Even though you have learned Vedas, or even though Vedas can be chanted by heart by you, your level is so much high. Even then, if you are not practicing the acharas, then you will not get yourself purified with the Vedas.